Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hour two of the morning show. Got your host, James, behind the joint. Mike, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio that put up with my mouth. We appreciate you joining us, everybody. We got a fun hour lined up for you. I'll probably say more words. That'll be fun.
You'll put on your bingo card, yeah.
Got some entertainment news. We'll get into the Emmys a little bit. A little bit later, we'll talk about our weirdest flexes, like how I can missay any word. Nobody can do that like I can. All of that coming up for you. But, of course, we kick things off on a Monday with the... Tell me something
good. Good morning and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR, sponsored by the Hotel Mead. The Hotel Mead offers two different dining experiences. Located inside the Hotel Mead, Grand Avenue Tavern offers a sophisticated yet friendly vibe. Whether you're looking to enjoy a relaxing evening with friends or a romantic dinner for two, their talented chefs and bartenders are there to elevate your dining experience. The Whitney offers an exceptional dining experience where exquisite cuisine meets elegant ambience. Whether it's a special occasion or a casual meal, it provides the perfect setting to create lasting memories where you can indulge in their chef-created dishes that blend tradition and innovation. So the other day when I was arriving at the station, there was a small grasshopper sitting on the bar across the door.
Wait a minute. You're not going to share recipes that include grasshoppers as ingredients, are you?
Edible insects are a significant component of traditional diets in Madagascar and other cultures.
Well, James is absolutely correct. I am not going to be talking about the insect, but about an ingredient found in the cocktail called the grasshopper. September 15th is National Creme de Menthe Day, and it is one of the main ingredients in the grasshopper. Even though I knew about the creme de menthe and may or may not have had my share of grasshoppers in the past, I realized that I didn't know much about how it was made or where it came from. So I did a little bit of what I like to do, a bit of research. So according to spiritsanddistilling.com, creme de menthe is a sweet liqueur flavored with mint of French origin, available in clear version, but more commonly seen in its bright green form, the color furnished either by mint leaves or artificially. Its roots go deep. Mint is among the earliest botanicals used to flavor spirits and impart their medicinal value to them. And water of red mint is among the formula included in Hieronymus Bunchwig's pioneering 1512 book on distillation. By the 1700s, mint distillates, I'll get these words right, had moved beyond strict medicinal use, and as of 1721, reference to the dram of rum and mint water served at a Boston tavern demonstrates. As the century progressed, the spirit was more likely to be sweetened. In 1757, London distiller Ambrose Cooper wrote of his recipe, "You may dulcify it with sugar if required." On the other hand, the liquor version could not yet have been a standard spirit. When Jacques François Damaki, a French pharmacist, published a recipe for it in 1775, he added, "I believe I am the first person to have imagined this liqueur." Okay.
Interesting note on that.
Yeah. Peppermint Git, a mint liqueur created by in Revel, France in 1796, it assumed its present name many years later, appears to be an early commercial example of the type. Its bottle advertised its ability to rid the body of myriad ailments, including cholera. Another prominent early brand was Menthe Pastille, created by Emile Gifford in 1885 in Angers.
I noticed that a lot of these are basically the cure-all. What's the main ingredient in your cure-all? Well, it's alcohol, of course, because it'll make you feel better, even if it really doesn't do anything. You do feel better. That's true.
Yeah. It is true. Yeah. And it's interesting because other places, and I'll probably mention this a little bit later, assume that it was Emil that created Criminomenth. But it sounds like there were other mints that were there already. But the article goes on to say, creme de menthe is typically made by infusing peppermint or coruscant mint in water, distilling it, and mixing the results with grain alcohol, which is then sweetened. The mint can be infused directly in alcohol, which is then rectified in the same way. It comes in two varieties, like I said, green and white, the latter being was more traditional for higher proof. So if it's clear, it would have more alcohol. Creme de menthe, which enjoyed a vogue in American bars in the 1890s, is a critical element in a handful of classic cocktails, typically of the after dinner variety, including the Stinger, as mentioned before, the Grasshopper, and of course, the creme de menthe frappe, where it is shaken with ice and poured into a glass full of fine ice. The liqueur was a popular as a standalone aperitif. Agatha Christie's fictional detective, Hercule Poirot, favored it. Its reputation suffered in the mid-20th century when naturally rendered versions were replaced by artificially flavored and colored brands.
Did you know today would have been Agatha's birthday, Beth?
No, I did not.
Agatha Christie's birthday
today. Look at that.
How cool
Very
is that?
Very appropriate.
Just like you planned.
Almost.
It's wonderful, though. That's a great note about this, too. And just real quick, if I could say, I just love history.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
I would have never known any of this. I probably wouldn't have gone down this rabbit hole myself or something like that. And I'm so glad you did. I appreciate that. I love hearing all of this stuff. And I don't know about others, but I know if, when you really love history, like about anything, it doesn't matter what the topic is, it brings you in. And everything has such a cool story behind it. I don't know that I've ever heard the history of anything that it was like, oh, you know, everything's interesting about this.
And even like the fork.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
And with this, you most notably think of the green because of Grasshopper, the drink is green, and creme de menthe is the flavor that's used in like Andy's candies and other green. So when we associate.
Oh, I forgot about Andy's candies.
Yeah, mint and green together.
Right, we do.
So to think about the fact that originally it was actually clear. And what gave it its green color, I'm going to talk about in just a little bit.
Well, the other thing I've noticed is that as an after dinner drink, and I don't know if this is true, but I do know that mint has been considered a way to help digestion or a way to help with indigestion, too. Mint has traditionally been a way to do that. So I think, you know, because I've also heard, you know, if you chew gum after you eat, that helps with digestion. I wonder if that's the whole mint thing coming in as well, that the mint is going to help with whatever, you know, whatever food you're
Any
digesting.
Any excuse I can have more gum in my life.
There you go.
I'll have to do a little bit more research, but they have done scientific studies. Peppermint specifically helps with digestion, and that's why they say to go ahead and have some peppermint after you eat because it helps your digestion. Well, the website, thebarcabinet.com, what a great name for a website, shared a little bit more about the two color varieties. The green version of creme de menthe is colored by mint leaves or by adding color if made from extract instead of leaves. So both varieties of creme de menthe have similar flavor and are interchangeable in recipes, except, of course, when you want that green color, and that's an important part of your. But a lot of now normally that you see creme de menthe, it's colored with food coloring.
Right.
And so going back to that original using those mint leaves is going to give you a better flavor and puts less chemicals in your body.
Exactly.
So now, normally, this is where I would share a recipe or two that would use whatever ingredient or thing we were discussing. Today, however, I'm going to share a recipe to make the thing itself. I found a DIY, a do-it-yourself recipe to make your own creme de menthe, and it looks like it's pretty easy, but it does take a little bit of time. I do want to give a little bit of a disclaimer here that this is an alcoholic beverage and should be used in moderation and responsibly. So you can make your own creme de menthe with just four ingredients: 1.5 cups of fresh mint leaves divided, 1.5 cups of vodka, 1.5 cups of sugar, and 1 cup of water. And to do it, you measure out 1 cup of mint leaves and tear them in quarters, place the mint leaves in a sealable glass jar, and pour the vodka on top of it. Shake and let it steep for 12 hours. I told you this could be a little time consuming, but it's going to be worth the wait. After steeping is complete, strain the mint leaves from the infused vodka and return the infused vodka to that glass jar. Next, you're going to bring water and sugar to a boil and let it simmer for 5 minutes. Remove it from the heat and let it cool. Then add that syrup to the mint-infused vodka. Take the remaining half cup of mint leaves, tear them, and add them to the jar. Shake and let steep for another 10 hours. So after a full day, 24 hours, it may take you a couple of days, and it's okay to steep it longer. It's just going to infuse it with more and more of that mint flavor.
Right.
You're going to strain it twice to remove all of the mint leaves and keep that concoction, your creme de menthe, in a resealable bottle. The liquor will keep for about 2 months. Refrigeration is not necessary unless you like it chilled.
Yes, and it couldn't. That really couldn't be a simpler recipe for that, because sugar and water, of course, just simple syrup, and that's very easy to make as well. So yeah, you just gotta wait. Depends on how eager you are to taste it, I guess.
Right.
My Nana would let her marinara sit overnight at the least. Mm-hmm. At the least, she would let that happen. And I don't know if there's something about that or what it is, but I don't care what we're talking. When you do that with an item or something, it's just something about it to me that just makes it even like, oh, I gotta try this.
Right.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Time gives the flavors an opportunity to develop and really blend well, which is why when you make chili, the leftover tastes even better, because that the ingredients have had a chance to really
sit together
and combined.
Get to know each other, you know?
Hang out.
So this one, you could even make the simple syrup in advance, so you're only waiting that next day to infuse the vodka. And it's easy, you know, maybe at night before you go to bed, tear up those mint leaves, throw that into the vodka, let that sit overnight, and then you're ready to go the next morning.
Right.
So it's really just a matter of, are you patient enough to make it happen?
There you go.
And this is going to be a lot less expensive than going out and buying.
That's right.
A large jar of creme de menthe. And it gives you that shot of flavor that you want. You can also just infuse water with that mint if you want the minty flavor without the alcohol.
Right.
And then you can interchange those two.
I would like to try that too.
Yeah.
So then you have a non-alcoholic version of all of this mint. So this minty liquid is one that can be enjoyed on its own, in a cocktail, or as a part of a delectable dessert. After all, like I said, who doesn't enjoy an Andy's candy every once in a while? We have one at home that is his go-to candy.
One of his favorite things.
Smart kid. Yep. Smart kid.
So once again, I'd like to thank the Hotel Mead for sponsoring our segment. Hotel Mead looks forward to being your home away from home in central Wisconsin. Experience the perfect blend of history, modern comfort, and friendly hospitality. To book your staycation, that's meant to be, go to www.hotelmead.com. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah.
All right.
Another great episode.
Very cool.
Oh, that was fun.
You knew I had to throw a pun in there.
It was a really good one. I enjoyed it.
I was hoping, you know, hope springs eternal.
You always have the green light on puns around here.
Thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate you. Thanks so much. Great episode, as always. A big thank you to you. And, of course, our great friends over at the Hotel Mead. A big thank you to them. Be listening for another edition of The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by Beth and the Hotel Mead, next Monday right here at...
Tell me something good.
Welcome back, everyone. Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. Thanks so much for being here with us. Big thank you to Beth, the Hotel Mead, and the Kitchen's Open. That was a lot of fun. Great way to kick off a Monday.
Very interesting, yes.
We appreciated that and appreciate all of you. We are going to get into the Emmys right now, and we'll get into the winners in a moment. I just wanted to take a second on this one because I have gone out of my, not gone out of my way, because I don't talk about it. But when Nate Bargatze comes up, I mentioned quite often that he is a part of a group of comedians that punch down and can't wait to, and that's kind of all they have. Right. Is insulting, you know, creeds and women and different things
very
like that.
Very one note, right?
Yeah. And when I talk about this, I don't want people to think that I'm some, like, you know, noble person with my comedy. I laugh at things that would revolt a lot of you out there. I am not at all that. I could not be more opposite of that. My favorite type of humor is dark humor. Some of the funniest jokes I've ever heard in my life are Jew jokes. Like, I'll be honest, and I'm Jewish, and I get it. I can laugh at myself. What I don't don't find funny is uncreative versions of that and playing on the same old, same olds, and really the division of that comedy. Right. That comedy is meant to divide us. These are individuals, along with their writers, because they're not writing these jokes alone.
No.
Every one of these comedians nowadays have a team of writers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it to divide us.
Mm-hmm.
And comedy is supposed to be the great equalizer. It's supposed to bring us all together, not separate us. There's a big difference of that to me. And I call that out when I see it, and I always will. I will also call out when these individuals do something good and noteworthy,
mm-hmm.
Because we are a collective group, us as human beings.
That's right.
We have good and bad and all these different things. Well, Nate Bargatze hosted the Emmys last night and hyped a plan to keep acceptance speeches short. Every winner was supposed to have 45 seconds to talk, but getting celebrities to stick to that was a little impossible.
Right, right.
Nate said he'd donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, but that he'd take away $1,000 for every second that the winner goes over their allotted time. And he's added $1,000 for every second that winners left on the table.
Oh.
They tracked the changing donation total throughout the show.
Okay.
And in the end, the final donation was $350,000.
Wow.
But no, Nate did not succeed in shortening the show by 250 seconds. Instead, it went long, as usual, and he called the winner's execution embarrassing. The total ended up being negative.
Oh, no.
Instead, CBS donated $100,000 out of the kindness of their corporate hearts.
Aww.
And Nate chipped in $250,000.
Okay.
So I like the idea of it. I understand the idea of it. Mm-hmm. I get where he was going with it. It's something that, you know, isn't. I don't think it's the most creative idea or anything like that, but it was trying to do something different.
Sure.
You know, people watching award shows, we're seeing the numbers for that down quite a bit, mm-hmm. more times than not.
Right.
And especially with the Emmys, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard. Why do you think they brought Nate Bargatze in? They didn't bring him in because he's some great MC. They brought him in because he's a bit, talking point. He's a bit divisive and he might bring some people to that
people talk about it, right?
And stuff like that. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think it was a bad idea or a bad follow through. I would have liked to have seen the celebrities play along a little better and do this. While at the same
right.
time, hey, everybody, please call in the last time you accepted an award. It's for something that you've waited your whole life for. And right. and do that and be humble and be 20 seconds about it.
To be fair, yeah.
I, this idea of judging people or acting like you know what it's like to be in their shoes when you don't.
No.
And all that. Well, at the same time, being self-aware enough to know, hey, people probably don't want to hear me ramble for 45 seconds about myself. There's a line there that all of us could be better with and all that.
Right.
I don't know. It's a good attempt.
Well, the irony is I think most of the people, they end up going over because they keep thinking of people they want to thank.
Right, yes. It's not always that's, about them.
Yeah,
it's
they want to say, you know, want. Thank you, and I don't want to miss anyone. So they're like, oh, yeah. and this person. So that's usually why it happens. Yeah.
I'm a little more interested in the results. So let's dive into some of these, the big winners. We won't go through every single category, of course. But the best drama series went to The Pitt on HBO Max, surprising quite a few.
Wow. Very cool.
If you've heard anything about the show and people that watch mm-hmm. the show, I don't think they're surprised
right.
that it was the best show. Best
heard
drama
a lot of good
show.
Things about it, yeah.
Best comedy series went to The Studio on Apple TV Plus. Seth Rogen's new vehicle had a ton of cameos in it.
I heard that sounds pretty good. I've heard a lot of good about that show, too. So that makes sense as well.
Best actor in a drama series went to Noah Wyle for The Pitt. I'm not sure if it's his best first, if it's his first Best Actor award or not, but I believe it might be. And congrats to him on that. He's
after all those years on ER. And so, wow, that's amazing. That's really interesting.
He's had a nice career.
Yes, he has.
Deservingly. Best actress in a drama series went to Britt Lauer from Severance on Apple TV. And another shout out to Britt.
Mm-hmm.
Best actor in a comedy series went to Seth Rogen for The Studio.
Wow. Good for him.
His first ever. Anything like this in any category or anything like mm-hmm. that. Had a great acceptance speech. I really enjoyed and was really nicely done, I thought, by him.
Cool.
Best actor in a comedy series went to him for best actress in a comedy series went to Jean Smart for Hacks. I believe her second year in a row winning that.
Yes, that is correct. And good for her. Love Jean Smart. She is really cool.
Actor in a limited series, Stephen Graham for Adolescence, and Best Actress in a limited series, Christy Milioti for The Penguin. And a big time congrats for her. Longtime good actor and character actor.
Very cool.
Getting her due on that one, I think that was really cool.
Nice.
There's a big list out there. Anthology series went to Adolescence. Best television movie went to Rebel Ridge. Best competition, a reality competition program, The Traitors. And Alan Cumming also won for the Traitors for Best Host.
Well, because Alan Cumming is awesome. That's why.
Best scripted variety series went to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Big congrats to him and his team.
Congrats, yeah.
They've won a couple of those over the years, and very deservingly.
Absolutely.
Some of the not only best reporting, but funniest reporting and funniest work done.
They really have that down to a science. Yeah.
That's the only one you've mentioned so far that I recognize.
Right on. And more on that in a moment. Best talk series went to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Of course.
Deservingly so.
Yeah.
Probably a little ironic for him, maybe, but still interesting.
It's not the first time it's happened, yeah.
Famously, to me at least famously, Wayne Brady won a Daytime Emmy for Best Talk Show the same week that he lost.
It was canceled.
Yeah, they got canceled and stuff. Yeah, so definitely it's happened.
Yeah.
But Melissa, you mentioned shows that you haven't seen. You're not alone. The craziest person when it comes to entertainment, the guy who will stay up late to watch some of these shows. I haven't seen the majority of these.
Yeah.
And I think it's also noteworthy that almost all of these shows are on streaming channels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even think of one that you mentioned that was on one of the networks.
And thus,
Do you want to hear my take on what on all those things that you listed?
Mm, sure.
I find it interesting that they all are named either the something or a two-word name.
Yeah.
Oh. Like Rebel something, you said.
Rebel
but otherwise, Ridge. Everything is the something or... Yeah. A single word.
That's interesting.
I think that's interesting.
I did not notice that. Very nice catch. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, that's about all I got. And I don't know any of these actors or the shows.
Well, and it's a great note. That's part of the thing. Part of what I've always enjoyed about you when it comes to subjects like this, Melissa, is you were able to give us and the audience a little bit of a different take, and one that I think the audience can relate to more than we might realize.
I agree.
when it comes to the idea of this, I've got a take that I don't think is a good one or popular, but I do believe in it.
Okay.
And it involves more categories.
Oh.
In the idea of separating these things.
Okay.
I've thought this for a long time, though. I've never understood the idea of an HBO show and a show on CBS being in the same category.
Mm.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
HBO has no barriers. They can go and do just basically anything they want, push the envelope, all those things.
Sure.
Basic television has
a
lot of different rules and requirements. They're playing by different rule sets. I don't think that you can include the college football standings and stats with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do that. They're two very different things, play by different rules.
Right.
I think that you need to separate these things. The Emmys should have the best category for streaming service show or something along those lines.
Right.
And I'm a little shocked that they haven't, just because how much every award show in history loves having more categories.
Right. More, get hand out more stuff.
I think it rising tide raises all boats as well. And I'm afraid of what it's going to do more and more to network TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that I love HBO, those shows. I like streaming shows. I watch them all. I enjoy them very much. I don't hold that bar as same as they do for network TV. I think it's much more challenging to do what they do,
mm-hmm.
much more difficult to do what they do.
Right.
And I feel like
they have more parameters they have to stick to.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they should be able to stick to that. And instead, they're going to be pushed when they see that every year they're losing to these streaming services. Oh, we gotta keep up with them. We gotta do that. No, I'd rather see them do their thing and let them do their thing. Let them both do their own thing.
Right.
And let listeners and watchers go where they go. I don't know. I don't think it's that far-fetched. I also know that it can be annoying because I'm talking about adding more categories to an award show.
And the broadcast another hour. No.
Yeah.
Also, what is the point of having those rules, though? You know, it's so that people who are watching that know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they're not going to hear blatant swearing or see crazy amounts of gore and violence. Or, there's ratings there for a reason so that they can choose what they want to put into their brain or their children's brains.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
You can see the, you can, yeah, we'll see how this goes. But I do think that you're going to see as we go along here, and I mean, you know, soon, in the next couple of years, you're going to see this change for in one way or another. Maybe right. It is more categories.
Who knows?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Who knows? Wanted to mention, remind everybody about our WFHR cookbook that we are putting together and mm-hmm. how much we want your recipes to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've gotten some brought to the station. We've had a few submissions online. So bring them down. We want multiples from all of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
We'd like to publish this for our 85th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we have to because the cover art is going to be the winner. Of I don't know what award, but it's going to win awards.
The best cookbook cover ever.
Yes, yes. That award is definitely going to us for this one. It's going to be great. We want you to be a part of it. It won't be the same without you, everybody.
That's right.
We encourage you to get us those recipes. You can do that by going online, going to our website, WFHR.com. Go ahead and click on one of our the banner for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you need to get them to us any other way, we will help you do that.
Any way. You can send
you can
us pictures.
Yep. You can drop it off.
Yep.
You can bring your recipe card down. Pam will make a copy. You can take a picture of your recipe card with your phone and send it to us through this Civic Media app.
Yeah.
One of our listeners.
Does that accept pictures?
Yeah.
That's a good question, actually.
I might try
know.
It. I'll try it.
All right.
Yeah, try it.
We'll experiment.
We'll test it out here and everything.
Yeah.
I encourage you to get them to us, everybody. Again, WFHR.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Take a time out. We'll get to our news, sports, and our partner break, and we'll come back. We're talking about weird flexes. People are sharing their weirdest flexes. What is something you're good at that others aren't, maybe, but maybe others don't want to be? Who knows? Well, we'll find out together coming up on The Morning Show.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us and the conversation. Want your texts, your calls, be sure to hit us up, everybody, 715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. We can now tell you with scientific proof that pictures are accepted.
Oh, hey, nice.
Yes, my picture came through.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you for doing
testing
that, Melissa.
Yeah,
it's, no it's great to know that now. So you can do that with your recipes or comments, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. And I especially want audience participation on this particular topic.
Okay.
Because people are sharing their weirdest flexes. Well, we should all do this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
People online are sharing their, quote, weirdest flexes they've heard someone say with a straight face. Some of them are kind of funny. Some aren't. So should we explain what that is?
I don't know if it's common
let's
knowledge
throw it out
or
there,
anything.
Yeah.
So basically saying, you know, strutting or showing that you are proud of something when and, you know, maybe you shouldn't be, or maybe that's a weird thing to be proud of. Like, I will get the ball rolling here. I've mentioned many times, I am your go-to spot for Simpsons knowledge. I know everything about the show, The Simpsons.
Right.
Now, should I put this on my business cards? I was told not to, but I put it on there anyway. No, I didn't. I also realized something earlier. We were talking about weddings, a very happy thing, a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
I took it very serious. I have a knack of being able to take any topic and make it serious. I can do it. I can do it like few can.
That's right. Yes.
These are not good flexes. These are not things that I do, but they are getting the
ball. I mean,
they're
not necessarily the worst, but
you know, but they are yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
they are
mine,
yours.
All right.
Yeah.
They're mine, so these kind of things.
Okay.
So if that gives you a good example, everybody, please feel free to hit us up and let us know your weirdest flexes.
Right.
Here's some others to get things going, and then I want to hear from you too if you have any.
Okay.
A manager prided herself on being crazy busy all the time. She probably told me she hasn't listened to music in 15 years because she doesn't have time.
What?
That's
wrong.
Wild.
No. That's just wrong. I'm sad for her.
To be proud of that?
A coworker boasted about not using their paid time off. The days don't roll over or pay out, so you're
they
working.
They just lose them.
Yeah, they just.
I know somebody I should probably say that to, but I won't mention names because that's, you know, pointed.
Oh, no, he's now, to be fair, he doesn't say that proudly. I mean, it's not like he's like, yeah, that's what I do.
And he had no idea that was coming. I really should have seen that one coming. Really, I really walked around. I quote, I had a boss who would call my handwriting ugly and chicken scratch. She claimed she won an award for her handwriting in third grade. That was about 60 years ago, this person is saying.
Wow.
They have held on to that ever since.
Well, I mean, and to pull that out, to shame somebody else's handwriting, that's where it's wrong.
That's just silly.
Yeah.
That's just dopey.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. There's a guy. Some guy said that he never reads and thought that was cool. Like, and it obviously missed the mark.
No, that's a bad thing. Very bad.
Quote, my cousin bragged that he never used sunscreen in his life. Yeah. So that,
okay, because you want cancer? What? Yeah. Something to help protect you. No, I don't do that.
Quote, a patient bragged about not drinking water. She told me that that she didn't think she needed it. Wrong.
I don't need water. Water. What is water?
You definitely do.
I mean, unless you're eating watermelon every day, then yeah.
Like water-rich foods, right? Yeah. Okay, maybe then.
Because you can. I mean, like soup. Soup and watermelon. It's all I eat. Yeah, I don't right. need water.
Celery, yeah.
So I feel like maybe I'm missing it, or maybe these individuals are missing the mark. I feel like these are things that you own, but you also own while understanding that they're not necessarily maybe something to necessarily brag about.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, anybody, people would be fighting you for this title. Yeah. Like, you know, the fact that I know Matt, you know, the creator of The Simpsons, Matt Groening, is not fighting me on the whole Simpsons title or anything like that. Like, you know, you can have
I only eat carrots and almonds. Yes, my skin's orange, but that's okay.
Right.
That's actually, somebody did that once.
Okay. That's hilarious.
Someone was proud of themselves for once chugging a whole jar of pickle juice.
No.
And they could not wait to tell people about this.
Okay. Isn't pickle juice supposed to cure you something? Like, or supposed to be, you drink pickle juice and it'll stop you from doing something. What was that? I can't remember what it is now.
Well, it's a good chaser. Okay. Some people just like pickle juice because of how it tastes. Mm-hmm. And it's vinegar. It's not, like, going to hurt you.
I think
a whole jar of the liquid might be excessive.
A little extra acid in the stomach there, you know.
And a guy hitting on me at the bar in Los Angeles proudly said that he was just in a National Pedigree commercial. Pedigree, as in the dog food.
He wasn't even the star of the thing.
I mean, and it was just his hand. It was just his hand right, putting the football
dog
down.
Was the star.
You can see that's my hand right there. It's like, see, let me just grab that beer for you. I'm really good at this.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
Boy, you can find the complete list at BuzzFeed.com. I want us to put together a list of our own. Let us know what are your weird flexes. Everybody, do you two have any?
I can pick things up with my toes.
Okay, that's nice.
That is a fun one.
That can be useful, though.
I know, but somebody made fun of me for it once.
You have prehensile toes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you climb trees better? Look at that.
Oh, good question.
That's what I want to know.
Good follow-up. Right? Good follow-up right there. That's a good one.
But I can't, you know, if there was something like that, I'm not going to brag about it.
Well, the only other one I brag about is my ability to parallel park. My ability to coach someone into parallel parking from the passenger seat.
Now, these are very useful things.
And I think that's...
very good flexes, actually.
The second one there may be even more useful.
I'm with you on that, man.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Teach others?
I mean, you know, there's other dial. I get it 99% of the time, but then there's that 1% of the time where I fail spectacularly.
Well, nobody's perfect, Melissa. Nobody's perfect.
Know. Especially you.
That's right.
You know, I think that...
I'm closer than most.
I think that a lot of this is one of those things that you don't really think about, too. There's probably a lot of these that you end up, maybe you're not promoting that you're good at these things, but people in your life know you are.
Right.
I say that to everybody out there, and as well as the person in the room with me here, because I think, Seth, you have a lot of these, but you don't realize it. You don't realize that people go to you for them.
I need to know
this baseball stat. Yeah. Hey, I need to know this. And I go to your brain, and you just go through your files, and like, oh, well, it's right here.
Yeah, right. Well, and that's, but I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to flex on it. It's like, yeah, I know all these things. And that's because, you know, maybe it's because the old saying, you know, pride before the fall kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm always wary that, you know, if you do too much of that, you know, ooh, bad stuff's coming up around the corner. So you got to be careful.
Well, and some of these flexes are actually very negative things.
Yes. I mean, yeah, that's yeah. that's
but,
true, too.
But they're proud of the negative thing. Like, I can think of some negative things about myself, but I'm not proud of them.
Right,
like,
right.
I try not to do them.
Wait, and to think
do
about...
Do I do them sometimes? Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Should I? No.
And is that all they have? Boy, that's really sad. I hope that's not all they have. That's the only thing they're proud of? Oh, no.
I think
read more books. Yeah. Read right, more, right. Books.
More books. Yeah. Especially this person bragging about not reading. You got some catching up to do, man. Because, to me, I guess, like, there's I guess, a difference in this. To me, these people that are promoting these weird flexes or these things, they're about self-promotion in general.
Sure.
And so they're going to find anything to promote themselves or talk about themselves. Sure. I feel like what I'm kind of also getting into here a little bit is the idea of we may have these things and these things that we can lean on and build our confidence on that we don't even realize.
Right.
And that everybody has great skill sets and different things
yeah.
that, you know, you may not even realize that you do, but you deserve to realize right. that you're good at these things because it builds your confidence a little bit. And there aren't many people out there that couldn't use a little bit more confidence.
That's I agree very much with that one. And how insecure, I mean, and a lot of times people say things like what they're doing because they're very insecure, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those things because they have their own self-doubts and everything. So, to your point, let's build it up the better stuff, you know? Mm. Let's get them the feeling a little more better about themselves.
And share those weird flexes. I feel a little bit on an island right now. Like, I shared some of mine and nobody else is really, you know, I come on. Come on, guys. Come on.
Well,
not you two. Not you two. You two did. No, okay. You did your part.
Seth didn't.
I'm talking. Seth didn't. I'm looking at
our... I don't brag. That's why.
I am looking at our other co-host, the audience, and I am saying, hey, co-hosts, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your weird flexes and everything. Mm. We'll share them throughout the week here, and we'll continue to have some more fun.
What about actual flexing? Like muscles, yes, you know, yes. Actual flexing. How about that, you know?
Yeah, you're in the bodybuilding or
yeah,
something
right.
like that.
There you go.
But there's not a whole lot, like outside of tournaments, I imagine there's not a lot of use for that. You want to, you know, yeah.
Unless you're
people make fun of you.
Or OT.
Okay. Mm.
Or you point to a lot of things.
Yes.
Well, because right I was talking over there. I was talking with a friend this weekend, and they were talking about having to work a muscle in their thumb. Mm. And the need to, like, hold a tennis ball, grip the tennis ball, and then the therapist is like, okay, now I want you to back off to 25%.
Mm.
Like, what? How do you do that?
That's a great question.
Yeah. 25%. She's like, yeah, more. Nope, more. Sounds challenging.
It does. Wow.
I will say maybe the hardest lesson that I found at second, you know, at teaching improv, teaching acting and all that is getting, you know, students, especially younger students to, okay, we're going to take your emotions 1 through 10. You're happy at a 1, happy at a 2, happy at a 3. And the idea of trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That 10 is, that's a lot. That's a range.
Yeah.
It's a fun one, though. It's a fun topic to bring up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very interesting.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back into our schedule. Some good stories of the day and great things going on in our community here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. Got some fun stuff to get into. We're going to begin the segment with our schedule, get into some good things going on in our community, and we got some real good world good stories to get to.
All right.
Spin the globe, and we'll point and get to a couple of those.
Find out where James' next vacation is going to be as well at the same time.
Holiday.
Yeah.
Holiday.
Sounds really good. Yes, saying it in the Eagles accent only helps. Yes. Only makes me want to do it even more. We, of course, take a look at our schedule. We got a great Rapids report lined up for you today. We are going to be talking to the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater cast and director of On Golden Pond.
Yes, we
Who's
are.
Who's that?
Ah, that is me. And some others.
Yes, there will be some others, a few other people here too. Yep.
And I want to thank Seth. Seth is going to pitch hit, and he is going to host the interview.
Oh, well, actually, nice. Oh, we're going to lead the interview, so
lead
James
interview.
Can answer questions.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a little weird for you to lead your own interview.
It would be a little strange. So,
I did have a lot of questions pointing at me and my great directing. I did. This is going to be a lot less about me that this way. This is a lot better way to do this.
Yes, we know how you are. are, James. Just can't stop talking about
yourself. It's weird to ask yourself questions and then answer them. Yes.
Well, James,
I mean, that could be a fun skit.
I did practice all weekend, but this seemed like a better way to do it. This seemed much better.
Seemed less weird, yes.
Join us for the Rapids Report on WFHR.com. It'll be there this evening, be sure, or this morning, sometime this morning, this afternoon. Be sure to check it out, everybody. Appreciate the great work being done on that by Laura and our team. Nice work by Laura. And wanted to get to this as well because we've also got Playmakers a little bit later. We speak sport from 4 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing over on 105.5 WIRI. Gonna have a good one today. I am going to try to drag Michael Comer, our sports director, on the airwaves with us and make him do double duty this week.
All right.
I want to see you drag him.
Yeah. No,
I think Michael would like to see that too. Just give him a laugh. Give him a good laugh. We look forward to that. That's going to be here for you. We'll be talking about the weekend's sports, also getting into our schedule coming up. We'll get some great high school stuff coming up this week we want to get into, and plenty more. That's all going to be going on. Speaking of high school sports and sports in general, remind everybody that this Wednesday, Luke Fickle Show will be here at WFHR, and then on Thursday, Assumption at Port Edwards Girls Volleyball on 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah, hometown rivalry. Love doing those games, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All that going on, and some great things going on in our community. Like, we got a blood drive going on tomorrow from 10 to 3 in McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue. That is a great one. All you heroes out there, if you're able to donate, we greatly appreciate you doing so.
Yeah, they actually have a fun little promotion going on right now to celebrate 75 years of Peanuts.
Yeah.
While supplies last, they're giving away t-shirts. So that's very cool.
I want one of those. Yes. I want one of those so bad. Get on over there, everybody, and donate if you can. Thank you so much to everybody who has donated.
Mm-hmm.
Greatly appreciate that. Seth, I wanted to touch on something else.
Oh, gosh. This is it, everyone. We've reached the day.
Yep.
This is it for the book bin, for the book sale coming up in October. Today is the deadline, so head on over to the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. That is in the parking lot just off of Goggins by the glass doors. Get those in today, final day, and get ready for the book sale. Less than a month away, everyone, October 9th through the 11th. So get your book bags ready for when that starts and fill them up. Get that that empty space you now have in your bookshelf. You can fill it up with all kinds of good stuff.
Big thank you to everybody who has already donated books.
Yes, 100%. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Another blood drive tomorrow, everyone. Got two opportunities to do it. The community blood drive is at the former East Junior High School. It's held in the cafeteria, also from 10 to 3. You can call 800-280-4102 or go to communityblood.org. You can make your appointments that way as well. They also take walk-ins if they have any appointments available still. At 311 Lincoln Street tomorrow at the former East Junior High School from 10 to 3. They'll have another one coming up on Monday the 22nd from 2 to 7 as well. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, everyone, it's back.
Yeah.
After a year hiatus, the FRM Music Fest is back this year.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Robinson Park basically all afternoon and into the evening on Saturday. Here are some of the bands that you will find there. We've got Beer and Pretzel Polka Band, which is, that's perfect for
perfect
that.
Band.
We've
perfect
got
name.
A joyful little band. We've got Monday Night Takeout. We got Double Duo, Folk and Blues Brothers. We've got Howard Guitar Lutke and Blue Max. And the headliners, Adam Gruhl and the Space Burrito. I love that name.
Awesome. Such a good name.
Such a good name. There's going to be a kids zone there as well. There's going to be food and adult beverages, and it's free to attend. Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost anything to listen to the music. So head on down there, everyone. This is always a fun time.
Oh man, it's going to be a blast.
Every year,
it's fun for the whole family. Or you and your friends want to go down there? Encourage you to do that, and please spread the word about this awesome event. So we can help support our friends at FRM.
Yep.
Check out the Rapids Report interview if you get a chance, everybody. Not only give you a good preview of all this, but a really fun conversation we had with them.
Yeah.
Be sure to check that out at WFHR.com.
Mm-hmm.
Quick reminder that we encourage you to join the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties for their 53rd annual Day at McDonald's.
All right.
That's going on this Wednesday at 2128 East Street South, right here at our local Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's. This one is the one that this event will be hosting at.
Yep.
Create lasting change in our community by heading on over there, being a part of this. Big thank you to everybody who is going to do this and get some McDonald's in your life.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It's going to be good. I had some world good stories I want to make sure to get in today, because all three of these are just incredible. The World Athletics Championship in Tokyo had a nice moment Saturday. A steeplechase runner from Colombia fell and hurt himself in one of the qualifiers, and a runner from Belgium stopped to help him over the finish line.
Aww.
He actually turned around and jogged back to get him.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a great story.
It's what sportsmanship is. It is the definition mm-hmm. of
you
it.
You got it,
we
man.
Need more of it.
Absolutely.
It's a really cool story mm-hmm. right there. And not all heroes wear capes, and kids know it too. A new poll asked kids 11 and under what it means to be a hero. The top attributes they mentioned include bravery, kindness, and helping others.
Mm.
39% associate the word hero with a parent.
Oh.
24% with a teacher.
Wow.
Pretty good numbers. I think we can get them up a little bit higher.
I agree. That's really cool, though.
It's pretty darn cool.
That is very cool.
And kids get it right more times than not, man. I'm telling you. They know things, but we don't.
Yeah.
They're
teachers are important.
Yeah.
They're very important. So. Mm-hmm.
And just a reminder, you don't have to be a father to be a father figure. A woman in Cincinnati named Cheyenne Fox got married last month, and her landlord walked her down the aisle. She never knew her dad and didn't think it would matter. But she suddenly felt sad about it at her wedding as her wedding got closer and closer. Mm. She says having someone with her who she looks up to made it feel like an emotional wound had been healed from this.
Mm.
And it was. And it, I think one of the cool parts of this story, too, is how last second it was. And mm-hmm. We don't know exactly if it was like literally days before the wedding or not, right. But it was certainly not planned. And it was very last second. And she kind of just brought this up to this guy. And he like was probably, as he says in the article, it meant just as much to him to be able to do
that
something
so cool.
like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's neat.
It's a really cool story.
That is a very cool story. Very great.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And one more time, want to remind everybody to get us those recipes.
Yeah.
We want your recipes, everybody. We want to share them with the world, share them with our community, and we want you to be a part of history mm-hmm. as we create another history, another kind of memory of our community here with our cookbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
85th anniversary cookbook. And we now know you can take pictures on the Civic Media app through the text option and send them to us
you
that way.
Send us another way. So many ways that you can give it, get us those recipes. No excuses.
None.
No excuses.
None.
So we have opened all the forms of communication to you so you can get us those recipes. And
please don't send them with Morse code.
Thank you for that, Melissa. I had a wonderful listener try to do that the other day, and all I got was peanut butter and jelly. And I'm pretty sure that's not what the recipe was.
You know.
I'm pretty sure.
That one will be included, James. Yeah. I don't care what you say.
This is, I think, in many ways, a love letter to our community and our community mm-hmm. to our community and a chance for you to be a part of that. We're excited about this one. We can't get enough recipes, everybody. Get them to us. Mm-hmm. Go to WFHR.com and look for that banner, and it'll flip right over there. Click mm-hmm. on the banner and go ahead and get that recipe to us. Keep in mind, that website is also where you can find all of our shows archived. There's a little section right to the right that you can find all mm-hmm. those great things. And, of course, sign up for the WFHR newsletter. We'll have a new edition for you this week. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Be sure to be on the lookout for it, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa and I are going to be hanging out with you tomorrow morning. Thanks so much for joining us, you too. Great show. Have a good day.
You too, man.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.